This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Today on 92.3, the Fan Loaded Show, we are talking sports. That's what we do here. And Andrew Berry is going to be talking Browns at 1 o'clock today. You can catch it live during Baskin and Phelps on Sports Radio 92.3, the Fan. An instant reaction by the boys. Baskin been dealing a little bit with cold and flu season. I think he's back today with Phelps, but they are going to be reacting to what they hear. Andrew Berry will talk, I believe, right at 1 and should be like a 15-minute window. And then Daryl Ryder is in for Kent Carman today. Kevin Stefanski.
Tomorrow.
We will hear from tomorrow.
Yep.
Same time?
Yes. Well, I don't know about the same time, yeah. But we'll hear from him tomorrow.
All right. And, of course, we'll carry that live as well. 216-474-0092. Hey, something happened overnight that directly impacts your Cleveland Cavaliers, and that was an overtime thriller with the Minnesota Timberwolves coming from down 20. You see more and more of that in the NBA. You see more blowouts in the NBA because of the three-point situation. You also see more huge, huge comebacks. You're never really out of a game. Unless you're
except for 76ers. If you're playing the Cavs.
Yeah, well, the Cavs have held on to those leads. They've dominated, and they've had a lot of wire-to-wire victories.
40-0, and leading after three.
So what changed last night is the Cavs now have, by themselves, by their lonesome, the best record in the NBA. They've got 25 games to go and this delightful season, which was a nice fun start, right? Were they 15-0?
Yep.
Now it's not only are they legitimate, I mean, they are an absolute dynamo. They're a powerhouse. And I'm starting to see more and more people say, yeah, not only are they going to give Boston all they could ever want in a series, but they could actually beat them. And I've been somebody that has been so hesitant to do that out of respect to the Celtics. I said earlier this year, the Celtics, to me, have the most perfect group, the perfect roster you can build in this new era of the CBA. And now I'm sitting there going, yeah, well, yeah, Cavs are pretty good too. And I wouldn't be as stunned as I would have been even like a month ago if the Cavs pulled it off and beat them four times in a seven series. We're going to have home court advantage now. Like, that is gone, unless there is a crazy influx of injuries for the Cavs. And even then, they could still hold on. What are they, six games ahead of Boston for that number one seed? Things are shifting here. Things are shifting dramatically to where they have been the hunter. Are they now the hunted? Can you say that, Daryl? Are they going to get the best shot like tonight?
They've been
national
getting the best
television.
Shot. You've already been getting it. They're already the hunt. Once they started 15-0, oh, they absolutely became the
You think
hunter.
Every team is now measuring where they're at with where the Cavs are?
Yeah, you've got the dregs of the league when they come to Cleveland. Like, if you beat the Cavaliers, that just made your season, right? That's where you're at. By the way, got a question for you.
Yeah.
Going to join me for game one of the NBA Finals at Rocket Arena in June? Will you be there with me? Going to come over? Hang out?
Maybe we throw one back. By then, the kids are old enough. I'm allowed to get out of the house then.
Take them and throw a phone right in front of them.
I have not been to a Cavs game this year.
Maybe you
it's
know, have the kids watch Little Miss Rachel while you know the.
Well, I need a suite. If you guys, if somebody can procure a suite, then Miss Rachel will be blaring in the suite.
On the TV instead of the game?
Yeah, you don't need it on the game. You got the game out in front of you, especially the lower suites. Lower suites, that's a game changer. That is a congratulations on all your success. I'd like to start. I told my wife, we got to go to a game now. Like, let's go. Let's jump on the bandwagon here because I've been forbidden to leave the house.
Can I interest you
in a different form of entertainment?
Okay. Go ahead.
Is she back? Yeah.
Especially for a Cavs playoff run?
You're back. That's how you know it's legit. That's how you know they believe they're going to the finals.
Now, this isn't like getting Aaron Rodgers at age 40. Like, Red Panda's back with a renewed passion.
She killed it last year.
Oh, okay, because there were some worries about 4 years ago.
Oh, perfect performance last year at halftime here in Cleveland.
I think even Bill Belichick at one point said there were diminished skills for the Red Panda.
All the balls landed on her head.
He's in a much different age bracket.
That's trouble. She's way too old for Bill Belichick these days. Daryl, it is a little different from being the plucky upstarts, the try-hard Cavs. It's a bit different from that to where I think the Cavs are the rest of the year because you got Stephen A. Smith after they crushed his New York Knicks on Friday night saying
all right, you know what?
That they're
now
legit.
I'm worried.
You've got everybody saying they're legit now.
Now I'm really concerned. If Screamin' A is behind the Cavs, that might be the kiss of death.
Stephen A., by the way, fourth. If you're scoring at home on some of these overseas account, fourth by the numbers in charge for somebody that could be the Democratic nominee in 2000. What would it be? Is it 28? Yeah. Okay. Fourth. Would you put your money on him? That's a conversation for a different day. But when Stephen A. Smith and
a different station,
the national pundits are all starting to not only give your Cavs love, like it's one thing to say, whoa, they could pose a little bit of a threat to the Celtics. Like they're saying now the Celtics have to be worried.
Are you ready to not be the plucky upstarts anymore as a fan?
I mean, that was fun where you had no expectations, right. Win a bunch of regular season games.
Because I feel like I've been there since, you know, game 40 of the season this year.
Where
I'm no longer interested in being the plucky upstarts. It kind of sucks because it takes some of the fun out of the regular season for me. But I'm just expecting an NBA Finals appearance now.
It's a tough expectation to have because, like, Vegas still has you as the third best odds to win the championship. And it seems like still when I hear most, they're still saying the Celtics. If the Celtics play their game, they're going to win. But that's different from, hey, the Celtics are going to breeze their way to the NBA Finals. I'm not hearing anybody say that now.
No.
The Cavs are now being factored into that discussion. Before, it was all Celtics. If they just stay healthy, it's them.
That's true. I mean, I watched what Kristaps did the last time we played him, and he did whatever he wanted to.
Yeah, he missed a bunch of shots,
Jaylen Brown
too.
Did whatever he wanted to, and Jason Tatum did whatever he wanted to.
I mean, but
and
now...
And then they went out and got DeAndre Hunter.
Now,
and I feel totally different about the team, and I don't know why, because Hunter was the next big thing in basketball, but he apparently is the next big thing on the roster as far as stretching out the defense and playing on the perimeter. And
well, still coming off the bench, too. And that seems to be a role that he's most comfortable in and the Cavs are most comfortable having him in.
If Game 7's here in Cleveland, the Celtics are going home.
Whoa, that's an official decree, Daryl?
Book it.
So what changed? What happened?
I just believe in
the Cavs. How long have you felt this way?
Once they traded for DeAndre Hunter, it's over. Yeah, that was, for me, unlike Owen, for me, that was the over-the-top move because they needed somebody that could help them on the perimeter against a team like Boston. And once they made that trade, because as much as I like Caris LeVert and George Niang, I don't think you're matching up with the Celtics the right way. Once they brought in DeAndre Hunter, I'm like, yeah, if Game 7... Now, if it's in Boston, I have a little different thought.
Yeah,
winning a Game 7 on the road is different. But
Game
7 here
Friday
in Cleveland, Celtics are going home. Massive home floor advantage for the Cavaliers. Yeah.
You're down 2-1 in the series. Got a game on Friday. Have to win that game to keep this a true six-game... Well, it'd be a seven-game lead by then.
Or so, yeah.
Potentially more. depending how the rest of the week plays out. But
I am interested to see who actually plays Friday night, though, for both teams.
Well, I said something to Owen off the air. If I'm Boston, and maybe they're just above this, but if you want to play mind games with the Cavs and not give the Cavs any kind of momentum, any confidence, I think I might give that game to the Cavs. I think I might not play. That might be a load management game if I'm Boston. And I don't think they're going to do that. I think they're too proud to get in the mud like I would.
Right.
But, you know, the Cavs, if they win that game on Friday and you're fully healthy and they're fully healthy, I mean, I think it's going to change a lot of the opinions, because that last game won't mean anything, where Boston kind of controlled that game coast to coast.
Kenny Atkinson's not going to hold back. That's just not his style.
No, I wouldn't say so either. No,
you know what I mean? He's going to, if they're available, he's going to play his guys. But I agree with you. Like, if I'm the Celtics, I might think about sitting a guy or two so that the Cavs can't get any tape.
Well, because they're not going to catch the Cavs now, right? I mean, six games.
No.
Just looking at the schedule the rest of the way.
No. Well, they're definitely not catching them. There'll be 23 games left after that for the Cavs. They're definitely not catching them if the Cavs have a 7-game lead.
Yeah.
And there is no, and they don't hold the tiebreaker.
Yeah, with the are the Celtics right now in their mind, are they conceding that they're probably not going to be the number one seed?
Well, that's fine. Let's go. Then I expect to be in the NBA Finals. If you already have a team conceding to you this point in the season, I expect NBA Finals.
Now, the Cavaliers, and I wonder where the fans are on this, 216-474-0092, because you're saying, Daryl, you're saying DeAndre Hunter changed it for you. Owen, you basically been saying this for the better part of a month.
I didn't know how they were going to get it done. Because I watched them play head-to-head against that team, and it looked pretty scary. But at the same time, do I believe that Boston's going to be completely healthy come the end of May and June? I don't. I don't think that they have I don't believe that Kristaps is going to stay off the bench, which he was on the bench for the majority of that series last year.
Yes.
That was a little earlier in the season, though. Just one round earlier. But still, my confidence is through the roof. It's not ruined the regular season, but it's taken some of the fervor out of the regular season for me. But that's okay. They're putting us on TNT tonight. I mean, against the Magic, against that first-round matchup from last year, against the team that took us to 7 games.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited about this game. You're 7.5-point favorites. I think Ken Carmen's going to be in the crowd.
He better be. He's down there.
Is it a bad move? If Kenny, he's already got golf on the itinerary this week. Is his wife going to allow him to throw a few back and enjoy some Cavs hoops?
I think if he takes the
I'm going to be
him.
Looking for him in the crowd tonight.
Well, good seats available. I'm looking at the tickets. It's not bad.
Ken's not hard to miss in a crowd.
$25 get-in price down there. Do they still call it the O-Arena?
I have no idea what they call it.
The Amway Arena?
No, it's the Kia Center down there in Florida.
Kia Center.
All right, 216-474-0092. Are you guys like Daryl? Are you converted? The Cavaliers, have they gone from the hunter to the hunted? They have the best record in the NBA right now, and they have a national television game against a team that they had an absolute slugfest with. 7-game war a season ago. Is that what you are expecting tonight? Daryl is in for Ken Carmen today. Don't forget, we've got Andrew Berry on the station. Coming up later, 1 o'clock today, going to talk roughly 15 minutes about the state of the Browns. 216-474-0092. I do have a couple Browns questions for Daryl. We were talking Cavs. We talk about like appointment viewing because, yeah, so many of their games have been blowouts this year.
Yeah.
And we're having this discussion about them going from the hunters to the hunted. Is it feeling like that to everybody right now? Because, you know, it's interesting. The games have been awesome. Like watching at home, seeing the home crowds. Now, tonight they're in Orlando.
Right.
But I was thinking about this yesterday. You know, the LeBron era, I just have to frame everything we do in Cleveland sports around LeBron. The reason, because
it's the standard.
Because there was nothing like it. Everything LeBron did made national news, not just local news. Well, these Cavs aren't doing that. These Cavs are under the radar. They've been under the radar. They've been drama-free ever since Donovan Mitchell just kind of quietly re-upped.
I don't know that they're
They have not been.
I don't know that they're under the radar, Anthony. I think that they don't attract the eyeballs because of the fact that they just go out and whoop up on the competition. They just go out and do their, you know, play ball. There is no drama. Everyone's signed. We're not talking about who's getting the next big contract, and is there, you know, we're not having any of those discussions like we had in years past when LeBron was here in both iterations, LeBron 1.0 all the way to LeBron 2.0. We're not sitting here talking about, you know, the GM having to blow up half the team to keep LeBron happy and try and piece together a competitive roster. This is a team that is built to last. This is a team that's built to be competitive for the foreseeable future. Even with the acquisition, we've talked about this. I think we talked about this yesterday, Anthony. The acquisition of DeAndre Hunter. Like, that was not a rent-a-player situation to get us over the hump and to get by Boston and try and get into the NBA Finals and win an NBA championship. And then if you do win the Larry O'Brien Trophy, the entire team gets disassembled, right? Because everyone's up for contracts. No. This is a team that if they can win the NBA championship this year, we can start legitimately. I remember after the Cavs won in 2016, you and Ken, you guys were doing shows about how many championships the Browns and the Cavs were going to win and the then Indians were going to win, right? And it was, you know, the dynasty that the Cavaliers were about to build here in Cleveland. And then Kevin Durant went to Golden State, and that was the end of that conversation. But you can legitimately now have those conversations because – you don't have what I call schizophrenic team building going on, where you're trying every year because LeBron is the center of the NBA universe. So you're trying to piece and part and mix and match to get players in here that can allow you to compete to win a championship. The team, as presently constructed with the core four, with the role players, now that DeAndre Hunter, you fold him into this thing. This team is built to compete for the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes, all of that is 100% true. Now, you don't have celebrities coming into these games. You know, you don't have, like, that era will never be matched when it comes to star power.
Right, you don't have guys flying in for Friday night's game against Boston.
They were talked about more than probably most NFL teams. Like, they had, man, the international love of the team. I couldn't believe the people who were paying for flights halfway across the world because LeBron was on the team. They don't have that. Like, Donovan Mitchell is their best player right now. We're thinking Evan Mobley could become their best player over the next few years. Neither of them have reached that level of box office must watch. You know, now I do wonder, Donovan Mitchell, there's a lot at stake. If he wins a championship or gets to the finals this year, does he start to creep up or maybe vault up those lists? Because right now, most of the lists do not have him
in the MVP race.
They haven't even had him as a top 10 player in the league.
Yeah.
But if he takes him to a championship, I mean, I think the Donovan Mitchell discussion changes dramatically.
Well, yeah. I mean, the unfair narrative, and I can't stress unfair enough, is that he can't win in the playoffs, right? That's what it is. His teams don't advance. He is unable to get past the conference semifinals. I think that ends this year. I think they're absolutely going to be in the conference finals.
Think of the Darius conversations we've had.
Well, I mean, we just got to keep hands, elbows, and floors away from Darius Garland's face, and he'll be fine. But the rub for Donovan has always been his team's fold in the playoffs, right, when he was with Utah.
Even though he has had some of the most amazing performances.
And that's why I say it's an unfair narrative. Like, what else do you want the guy to do? LeBron James is the aberration. He carried the 2007 Cavaliers, which I think you could argue might be one of the worst rosters ever to make an NBA Finals. No disrespect to those guys. It was I remember those finals. I remember after the sweep and Tim Duncan's hugging LeBron, I was feet away as Duncan said, "Hey man, this is going to be your league here now soon."
Right.
Yeah, and he was right about that. But I remember that scene. I was right there. It happened right in front of me. So I look at where they're at, and it's so exciting to think about. And it's hard for me not to want to put the cart before the horse. You got to get one in the case before you can start talking about two and three and all that. But look at how Golden State was constructed back in the you know, 2012 to 2014 range, right? When they first met, and Kyrie doesn't get hurt, if Kevin Love doesn't have Kelly Olynyk rip his arm out of the socket, the Cavaliers probably win those NBA finals in LeBron's first year back. And then, I don't know, how does that change the course of history for 2016 and then, you know, 27? And if the Cavaliers win back-to-back, Durant most assuredly goes to Golden State. And that, I understand what you're saying as far as LeBron, because he's a global icon and people fly into town to see him, and maybe that's not happening to the Cavs right now. Listen, the building's packed every night over there at Rocket Arena.
Energy's amazing.
The play against Memphis the other night, Sunday night, playoff atmosphere, Anthony. It was like being in a playoff game. ESPN was broadcasting it. Like, felt like watching a playoff game. They are, though, they're not off the radar. They're not or under the radar, I think, is how you put it. I don't feel like the Cavaliers are under the radar. I feel like they're the hunted right now. People are trying to figure out how to beat them. People are talking about actively, whoa, the Cavs got this too big thing working. The two big things still works in the NBA?
I guess so, Darryl. I'm going back to for 3 years, until the last Cavs year, where they didn't have Kyrie. There was no chance.
Right.
Yeah, Golden State had Kevin Durant.
And it was amazing they got back to the NBA Finals that year.
It was tough. I mean, they nearly lost in the first round.
Right.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But they got back.
But those first 3 years, it was Golden State or the Cavs. There was a little bit of, Houston, you know, there, understandably so. And before, obviously, Kevin Durant left, there was some OKC, and they took them to seven games. But it was the Cavs. The Cavs were up there. Do you feel like they're getting mentioned like that? Like, Boston is still in their way.
You've got Stephen A. Smith talking about how he thinks the Cavs can win the NBA championship this year. Stephen A. hates anything Cleveland related. Like, that to me, that's a red flag. I'm now legitimately,
you don't like that?
Legitimately concerned about the Cavaliers now because Stephen A. Smith is saying they're favored to win the NBA championship. I'm legit concerned now, right? I think that they have the respect of the NBA. I don't think that there's anyone in the league takes them lightly.
Now, like Oklahoma City, the two things the Cavs and Oklahoma City have in common, which is why it's fascinating that they're two of the three teams that everybody's talking about,
what if this
neither
is the
have
new,
done anything in the playoffs.
Well, what if this is the new thing, right? It was Cavs-Warriors for four years. What if it becomes Cavs-Thunder for a couple of years? How do you think the world will react to that?
The NBA ratings would be down in the finals. They would. We wouldn't care. We wouldn't care at all. Who cares?
Hey, Cleveland.
I'd say that about the Guardians when they'd be like, what if the Guardians get to the World Series? Okay, well, I don't care if people are watching it in Los Angeles or not.
Cleveland's beautiful in a month of June.
It's the best.
We have plenty of rooftop establishments you can hang out. I remember back in 2017 doing shots with the commissioner.
I think they
on West 6.
I think they were a little tired after doing it four straight years.
Right.
But you're right. Like we wouldn't care that the ratings would be in the tank. Like the NBA has gone in a direction ratings wise, not money. NBA is flush with cash. Like right. They have had no problem operating as a business. But nobody would care here whether it's Oklahoma City.
They got
or
that
whatever.
New NBC and Amazon money coming to them now.
Yeah, they got even more money. It's just the one thing is like Oklahoma City has won one playoff series with their group, with their core group right now, and the Cavs have won one playoff series. We've had as aggressive, and Kobe Altman's been aggressive every year, but they only have six playoff wins, and they were a disappointment 2 years ago. And I think, me personally, others disagree, I think they were a disappointment last year, going to seven games against a team that you did everything you could to play, and then you almost lost to. I thought that was a disappointment. I thought they were way better than Orlando last year.
But they ultimately found a way.
They did.
And that's what it's about. They found a way. And this, I understand what you're saying about they were disappointed last year, but they were trying to find the way. And I got to give J.B. Bickerstaff his flowers with what he's doing in Detroit. Right now, the fact that the Pistons are the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference after being the worst team in the NBA a year ago. But the Cavs, they found their way. They were able to win that Game 7, even though everyone, I think, chewed off all their fingernails during that Game 7. The unfortunate part of last year was they were unable to give the Celtics their best shot.
Right.
This year, they're going to be able to give the Celtics everything Boston can handle.
Be awesome. All right, spring training report now brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. Daryl, I guess one of the big questions for our Guardians this year, who is going to play second base? Going into a season after the offseason they just had, that is going to be on the mind of everybody. Now, one of the names you continue to hear about is Gabriel Arias.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Vogt, your manager, had this to say about his opportunity.
It's probably where he's played the least in his career, but the thing about Gabby is no matter where you put him on the field, he's one of the best defenders at that spot. So Gabby's going to continue to get a lot of looks in a bunch of different places, and second base is one of them.
But first of all, how do you feel about Gabby being the nickname for a baseball player that's going to be potentially your second baseman?
Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I don't care about nicknames. I care about whether or not
he...
Yeah, who cares?
He's a gabber?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not worried about nicknames. I'm worried about, can he field, which I think he can.
Okay.
Can he hit, which we'll see. I think of the 20 contestants they have this spring, he's the most experienced.
20?
Well, doesn't it feel that way, right? I mean, I feel like we're like on The Price is Right or something where you have all these contestants. Well, Gabriel Arias, come on down. You're the next contestant.
They don't have the ability to send him back down anymore.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah, the
and
options are done.
I think that clip told you everything you needed to know about who Stephen Vogt plans on putting at second base, because he started it with, he's never played there, but he's definitely going to get a chance.
Yeah.
It's between him and Juan Brito, and Angel Martinez, who's
been
in the outfield, and I loved him as an energy guy in May and June last year.
Second base.
You can't forget Tyler Freeman, and you can't forget my guy, Daniel Hello Schneeman.
Well, he's got his list.
I mean, it's all Darryl a formality. It's all a formality for
you
the
think,
big
you think
for the
you,
big thing.
You think this is rigged?
No, we're just biding our time
until it's Brito.
Yeah. No.
Bazana.
Oh, you're talking about what timeline do you realistically
put
there?
I don't know if it's going to be this
year.
There was a lot of people saying that it'd be by the second half this year.
No. I know.
And he finished the year in Lake County, which is fine for him. He's coming off. But he also played a ton of college baseball. People forget he was in Australia playing with adult men when he was in his teens because the level of competition there is not the same.
He's like Luca.
What about Chase DeLauder? That move the needle for either of you?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking questions here, Owen.
Wasn't he pummeling the baseball before his injury last year?
Yeah.
It felt like every day there was a new update on him just crushing the baseball.
So you've got seven contestants by my math for second base.
We've got another, month?
So there's plenty of time to add some more names.
Does it matter to you that Arias has struck out 32.3% of the time when facing major league pitching?
It matters to me. I don't think it matters to Stephen Vogt right now.
Yeah.
I think he's looking at some veteran stability in a position that had the platinum glover there, and I know how the bat ended up for Jimenez and kind of how the postseason ended up for Jimenez.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the guy can't hit, you might as well have kept Jimenez.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the money whole, wise, that's the whole reason. There's two reasons they made the move, right? The bat was not matching the soon-to-be contract, and they were willing to sacrifice a little defense for more offense. So, I give you a hard time there, Owen. I think you're absolutely right. I think it is ultimately going to, at least at the outset, I think it's going to be Arias. But something tells me we're going to get into May and maybe early June, and then I think that's going to be the end of that.
All right, that is your spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. 18 minutes from now, Brian Hoyer. Our second installment, is it number two? On our way
already
to the NFL draft. He's sticking around.
It feels like it only started last week, and here we are.
Oh, we had so much social media reaction. Hoyer read absolutely none of it. So then I texted it to him, and he said, I'm not reading this. And then I FaceTimed him.
Right.
I FaceTimed him. I said, here you go. Here's the actual reaction. Here it is. You cannot run away from it any longer. People did not like some of his thoughts on the quarterback, but I think that's universal. I think no matter who is giving quarterback thoughts right now, I think people are shooting him down left and right. There is the farthest away from any kind of consensus right now when it comes to that. We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. Plus, at the Combine, you're starting to hear a lot of league issues. One of them is the tush push. You saw it on display in the Super Bowl. And I thought to myself, when I saw that in the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game was the one that really, really became controversial. Because
Washington just kept diving in and trying to blow it up.
The official said they were just going to give a touchdown. I said, you know what? That might be the beginning of the end. That moment in time. Because that wasn't good on the eyes.
Right.
People were confused.
But can you blame the Commanders? I mean, they're a yard away. Mm-hmm. The worst thing that's going to happen is they're going to be 6 inches away.
They can't move the ball any further. Yeah.
The best thing that can happen is now it's third and two or second and two now. And maybe now you've got some space.
Maybe force a fumble. Right. Maybe something happens. Anyway, we'll talk to Brian Hoyer because I love somebody's perspective who played the game and also was with Tom Brady. Who was better at Tom Brady than the 1 yard, the fourth and one? And they didn't need a push. So we will tackle that on Anthony Lima, and Daryl Ryder is in for Ken Carmen. Saw this yesterday, and my first instinct was, well, things aren't really going for Woj, going well for Woj right now in at St. Bonaventure. Is that Olean, New York?
Yeah.
Things must not be going well because they've gotten desperate. Remember, Woj retired from breaking news for ESPN, where he was making seven digits. I don't even know what he was making, but it was in the millions. He gave that up because it was such a 24/7 burden on him and his family that he left to do what? To go run a basketball program. Not just any basketball program, one that was near and dear to his heart, St. Bonaventure. He is the GM. You're seeing GMs pop up in college football and now college basketball, and he was going to help them. I don't know what kind of peak they're looking for, what kind of ceiling St. Bonaventure has. But how desperate are they? Woj is now auctioning off select items, memorabilia, and most notably phones to benefit the St. Bonaventure name, image, and likeness program.
Are these from the St. Bonaventure collection or the Adrian Wojnarowski collection?
They are from the Woj Bomb collection. iPhone used to break the Paul George and Kawhi move to the Clippers. Right now, highest offer is at $1,500. He's got the iPhone that he used to break the NBA suspending the season during COVID story. That's at $1,500. You can get an ESPN ID badge, $2,000. No word on whether or not that was shut off. Can you just walk right through? Now, that would be cool. You get to find out. The 2024 NBA draft credential. People have been salivating at that one. $400. You know, where he ruins the entire event by telling you who the players are going to be selected on Twitter before he actually discloses who's going to make the pick on television, before the commissioner gets to do it. So there's a bunch of this stuff. You can even have dinner with Woj. You can have a video call with Woj. Now, that information came down yesterday. And Mitch, what did you say? What did you say in the text thread?
I said, is there a line to charity sometimes, because that was I was looking at that. I'm like, this is weird.
It's gone too far, right? Like, who would really be interested in these? And as somebody noted, I think it was Darren Ravel, who is a controversial collector who's in the media. Darren Ravel was like, these
he
are...
He might go bankrupt, because Ravel's the guy that would try and buy all this stuff, I think.
Well, he said the opposite, though, Daryl.
Oh,
said,
really?
He said this stuff is worthless. And why is it worthless? He said because nobody has access. You've scrubbed all your phones. There's no information in there. There's no phone numbers in there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he would only have to sell one phone.
Right.
And that would be the end of every NBA player, liaison, agent, anybody in the front office. I mean, they'd all have to change their phone numbers. What would that phone go for? Anyway, you'd have LeBron James's phone number for at least 20 minutes. I mean, it would be incredible. So I'm kind of with Darren there. Who wants these phones? What are any of these phones or credentials going to do for you? So this is the way he's raising money. And Mitch, when you put that out there, I thought, no, we've got to really think about what memorabilia in Cleveland sports would really bring in the real money.
If we were
trying to raise money to save CSU wrestling, for instance, okay?
I've got the perfect item.
What are your top items? I would love to hear. I'll go around the room here.
Okay.
I know we sent a little bit of a homework assignment because I wrote some down. And I also wrote down one fake item, and it's up to you to discern.
Which one it is?
Which item is not real. But we've got a bunch of these. And so, Mitch, do you have an item?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I want the projector that was used at the Browns facility that played an explicit movie a couple of years ago.
All right. Now, you remember this story?
Yes, I do.
And people were talking about it yesterday because I guess in one of the offices that Doge, one of the federal offices that Doge and Elon Musk are raiding and auditing, that somebody put some very graphic AI-generated, let's just say lovemaking, on some of those. Some of those monitors. Daryl, do you have an item that you think could raise some money? What are we trying to do? We're trying to save CSU wrestling?
Right.
All right. Or pick out whatever you want.
I want the bat that Jason Grimsley crawled through the ceiling at the new Comiskey Park.
I love this.
To retrieve for Albert Bell.
Is that not in Cooperstown?
Should be if it isn't.
That is one of the more famous stories, I think. You had a relief pitcher go in to the
umpire's room.
Yeah, and how did he get there?
To swap out the bat. He climbed through the ceiling.
He climbed through the ceiling and through the ducts like he's in an espionage
John McClane.
Movie.
He's John McClane,
right?
Crawling through the air ducts to get to the umpire room, swapping out bats for Albert Bell so he didn't get busted for corking.
All right, Owen, and I have a
we
little bit
doing
of a list.
Our Mount Rushmore right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I would love to get my hands on the half-used can of lighter fluid that those crazy maniacs used to light LeBron James's jersey on fire.
When
in 2010.
You mean the TV cameraman?
Yes.
Yeah. When they made it seem like all of Cleveland was burning his jersey. I still haven't seen a Myles Garrett jersey burned yet, by the way.
We've got time.
I think that's important to note because everybody could go viral doing it and no one's done it yet because fans don't really think he's leaving yet.
You know what I'd use that lighter fluid on?
What's that?
Burning the rest of Mitch's Yankee stuff.
Oh, this is perfect. Mitch, come on. This is a great opportunity.
And dozens of dollars.
You know what? You know what phone I want?
I got one in here. Go ahead.
You know what phone I want?
What phone do you want?
I want Ray Farmer's phone.
I got it down there. That's absolutely right.
For texting down to the sideline in the middle of games.
Huge executive texting scandal. Was he suspended by the NFL for that?
Yeah, he got suspended. Yeah. The franchise was fined.
All right, I've got a few other items.
Okay.
We just have to procure the items somehow. But I feel like, you know, it's for charity.
We're just missing the items. Yeah. Other than that, it's, you know, we're all set.
We've got the Trevor Bauer drone.
Ooh.
That we thought immediately ended any World Series hopes. Right? He was working on the drone. Yeah. Go ahead.
I have a Bauer-related item.
Go.
I'd love to have the baseball that he threw over the center field fence in Kauffman Stadium. His last official deed as a Cleveland Indian.
Okay, I like that. I've also got...
Oh, we just got the text of texts.
Are you allowed to read it on the air?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead.
Keith Britton would like the bowl and spoon from the soup J.R. Smith threw at Damon Jones.
I like it. See, you've got everybody percolating here. We're going to ask that. We'll ask Brian Hoyer coming up if he has any items that he could use. Oh,
you know what I want? Maybe one of his former teammates used. Yeah.
You know what I'm looking for?
Yeah, like the ankle bracelet for Josh Gordon.
Oh, come on.
Kellen Winslow's bike wig that he spun out in the parking lot.
That's it. We have the surveillance video. Whatever happened to never mind. How about Brandon Whedon's American flag?
Oh, nice. Oh,
and that's a patriot.
Actually, you know what? I know where to procure that. I think it's hanging down in the bowels of Huntington Bank Field right now.
I would love to get a big ticket item in there and get Mike Holmgren's golf cart.
Oh, that's gonna bring in at least six figures.
You know what item that the Browns just replaced? It was the longest tenure Brown. No, not Charlie Hewlett or Joel Bitonio.
Okay.
It was the Mangini boombox on a cart.
He had a boombox on a cart?
He did, and it had been modified through the years by the dozens of head coaches that have rolled through that building, but Kevin Stefanski had it remodeled, so the big Eric Mangini boombox cart for practices has been retired by a smaller golf cart version.
They've downsized.
They definitely
it's analytics.
They downsized.
What happens in 2025?
They downsized it, yes, but it's much louder than the Mangini one.
That's analytics, right?
They got some Rockford Fosgate.
Wasn't it Chudzinski who put the red flashing lights on the Mangini cart?
Oh, I don't even remember. Man, that's taking me back. All right, I got a few final items. I've got the Billy Manziel wig that he rocked in Vegas. I've got the Kaz Tadano DVD collection.
Nice.
And I've got James Karinchak's January 6th Shaman outfit.
Wait.
So I think that single-handedly saves CSU wrestling.
100%.
No problem.
Reddit work. He had two real quick online Twitter reactions or X reactions brought to you by Shaman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He said softballs dropped from the terminal tower.
The Bill Veeck experiment, right, which killed somebody.
No, the balloons. The balloons, right?
You know what?
Well, they went up.
I'm thinking of two different things. Yes.
Yeah.
Softballs come down.
We had two different
aerial incidents.
The
turkeys. That was in Cincinnati.
That was.
But the last one, dinner with a homeless guy that Jimmy Haslam consulted for the draft pick.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
The unhoused. Come on. Oh, yeah, we don't care about words anymore.
No, we don't.
That's over.
January 20th.
That is over. All right, well, you know what? This would be perfect for the coming in hotline.
Yes. Send them in.
If you've got any ideas.
Go to the Odyssey app.
Go to the Odyssey app.
Go favorite 92.3 The Fan.
Yep.
Click right by Listen Live button. There's a microphone button. Click on that. 30 seconds. Tell us what you want to get your hands on from Cleveland's past.